This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Thousands of college students will begin their fall semester classes today at University of Wisconsin System campuses around the state. Rich Kramer talked to students moving into dorms at Western Wisconsin campuses last weekend as coronavirus infections continued to rise. He reports most were optimistic and eager to get into the classroom after a year disrupted by COVID.
Turning onto UW-Eau Claire's University Drive, there was no question of how this semester would be different from last fall. On a Saturday morning, the road was a stop-and-go parade of families dropping their kids off at college. Parking lots near the cluster of dorms known as Upper Campus were nearly full of vehicles bursting with laundry baskets, plastic totes, and furniture. But perhaps the biggest difference was a small army of student volunteers in blue shirts helping the arrivals move into their new homes. They couldn't be there to help last fall because of COVID-19 precautions.
We're just going around. We see families moving stuff out of their cars. We offer to help.
Erin Dunn is a senior at UW-Eau Claire and member of the Blue Gold Marching Band. She and three fellow saxophone players have been masked and volunteering for hours.
Each dorm is different. I can tell you I helped a family and I climbed up the tower's ninth floor three times.
In the lot outside Governor's Hall, freshman Adam Augustine of Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and his family finished loading a waist-high blue cart with his things and head for the dorm. He spent most of his high school senior year online and wasn't a fan.
With different classes going in every day and getting your schedule right was difficult sometimes, and then finding the motivation to stay awake on Zoom was generally a tough one too.
Augustine is glad his college classes will be in person and says he's hopeful they'll stay that way with students like him getting vaccinated voluntarily and a campus mask requirement aimed at stymieing the Delta variant. Just outside the door to Karlgaard Towers, freshman Piper Hodney of Woodbury, Minnesota, stands with her family in a line of people slowly shuffling through the dorm lobby. Hodney says she's hoping to meet new people while enjoying classes and student clubs, but seems less confident about making it through the semester without disruptions.
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous about that.
Hodney has also gotten a vaccination, but says she wishes they were required for other eligible students as well.
I feel like it'd be nice if there was, just to be assured that most people are vaccinated.
Faculty advocacy groups in Wisconsin have urged UW System Interim President Tommy Thompson to mandate vaccinations on campuses, saying a voluntary approach means putting students and faculty at risk. Thompson is instead pushing a drawing for nearly $500,000 in scholarships to encourage students to get the shots. But UW-Eau Claire geology professor Kent Severson says the return of students is energizing and the campus is buzzing again after a long year of mostly online courses and social restrictions.
The feel I have going into this academic year is so different from last year, and I think the students can feel that too. This is a new beginning, a new start, and let's take advantage of it.
An hour's drive west to UW River Falls, the scene looks equally busy outside of Crabtree Hall. A caravan of families quickly unload piles of totes, furniture, and even fish tanks with student volunteers at the ready. Freshman Tally Utley of Minneapolis says she's excited for the independence of college life and eager to decorate her room with what is arguably the largest mound of belongings. Utley says a friend was on campus last fall when it shut down for 2 weeks due to an outbreak.
I was hoping for a normal college experience, so I have been a little worried about that. But I'm more just excited for the opportunity that it might not happen since we have vaccines now.
Just before heading for the dorm, Utley's mom, Tina, says she believes the campus is doing what it can to keep people safe, and the COVID-19 pandemic has made students resilient.
They're here for an experience. It's not really the experience they're going to ask for, but hopefully it'll be another bump that'll make them stronger in the end.
As classes start at just more than half of the UW's campuses, another wave of students will descend on state colleges in places like Madison, La Crosse, and Superior for classes beginning next week. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.